ישיבת הכותל, עם הפנים לעם ישראל.
Disappointing moment, right? It talks about the Mishkan is built, the cloud comes over the Mishkan, we're waiting for it to finally be the place that we want it to be, and then we're told that no, Moshe can't go in. You can't go in? So there's like a distance. The very next pasuk says, Vayikra says, Vayikra Hashem Moshe, God calls him. He can't go, then God calls him in. I think that's deeply connected to what God calls Moshe in to talk to him about. And that's Korbanot. Until man is offering Korbanot, he has no place in the Shem. God's Shechina may be there, but it's not an Ol Moed where man can meet God. Man can draw close to God, Korbanot, when he's willing to bring Korbanot. And obviously, understanding the significance of Korbanot begins with understanding the meaning of Korbanot, which is a strange thing for us because not the way we work. Maybe if Shasha was in charge of the Rabbin, he'd be sacrificing people. It'd be gold, right? He would do it only because it'd be gold. I don't have any other reason. Not be probably your personal opinion is probably against Korbanos, right? Unless it's the London guy. In any case, the Abarion is a very important piece in the beginning of Parshat Truma when Torah begins discussing Mishka. And he says, people may say, that, you know, these stories about the Mishkan, they're irrelevant to us. The big day of the world, what does it do with us today? We're in Galus. There's no significance. And then he goes on the fourth line. Mishnah Tluyus Vargas. The Dini Tum of the Torah, the same thing. Because the answer is that all these things are here because they're meant to teach us ideas that are important for us as well. And he says, the last bold part, what we know about the Mishkan and the Kelim and the Avodos there, are meant to teach us about the avodos we need to do to build our relationship with God. So it's not just understanding Karbanos then, it's understanding what Karbanos then should mean for us today. And here, of course, there's a very famous discussion amongst the Rishonim. It starts already in Chazal and goes all the way back to the times of Tanakh. Look, he said, Yirmiyah, very exciting. Yirmiyah addresses the Jewish people and he says, what are you dumping all this needle in these baths for? I never told them when they left Mitzrayim that they should bring Karbanos, which is surprising because they're not Vayikra, right? But that's what Yirmiyahu says. Famously, Shmuel says to Shaul when he brought Karbanos from the animal saved from Amalek, does God want your Karbanos? Or Yishayahu says it, Lonely Rose in Chechem. Yirmiyahu Ferek Vav, another example, Amos on the top of page 2. And I think really inspired by these psukim, the Rambam has a very famous shita about Korbanos, where he says that it's not an ideal for the Jewish people to go sacrifice living beings and meat and flesh and blood, but it's what the peoples of that time did. You could say it's not just peoples of that time. It's a natural kind of urge to want to serve God that way. And it was impossible to take them, you know, cold turkey from that kind of abstract worship, and therefore he allowed these avodos and directed them in a certain way. Really surprising thing to say. And that's, you know, I think you can find the earlier basis in the Nedra second verse from bottom of page 2. The Zutrasa says that Atizim call the Karbanos to be Batel and Tibon. Just about all the Karbanos will not exist in the end of days. But I think it's very hard to understand the Moed Ruchim the way many try to understand it literally. Because if you're saying, as many people try and spin the Rambam, that this is not an ideal, it's a shara, it's a, you know, getting into things that go on in the day, and unfortunately many people have built off this Rambam, all kinds of other directions the Rambam didn't mean. But if that's true, so you would expect, when you ask it, it won't be korbanos anymore. The Rambam himself writes in the bottom of page 2, that the Melech HaMashiach, his jobs are to turn Malchus based on it, to build the Beis HaMikdash, to ingather the people, and to return all the laws, first Prabhupada mentions is my Kriva Korbanos. Not just that there will be Korbanos, but that the job of the Mashiach is to return the Korbanos. And that's why the generally accepted opinion of Jews throughout generations is that we anticipate and look forward to the returning of the Korbanos. We mentioned that Muslims. We mentioned it this morning. The Rambam himself. And that, of course, is the basis of the very famous approach of the Ramban and others that we're going to speak about in pages 3 and 4. And as I said, I think the Rambam would agree that the significance of it could be that it was also in response to people's needs, but there also is a root to it that's important enough that it's going to continue on some time. The Ramban is a very famous piece here in the beginning of the Sefer Yikra. He quotes the Rambam and he says these things are divrei havai. It's shocking that someone could say such a thing. He says, look, Noah and his three children, they brought korbanos before there were any Tazdin, before there were any Mitzrin, before there were any cultures that had developed. They got out of the table, they brought korbanos. And it says, Vayita Bene Hashem. It says, well, you're asking Koach. Why would say that if it's not the right thing? The Ramban says, with the last paragraph, before the skipping of the line, V'yoter rovi l'shmoa ha'tan shomrim b'hem. What you should hear is the reason, the explanation for it, and it says that when a person sins, unfortunately, you don't take it that seriously. You don't take it that seriously, because let's pick that person in Chas Hashem, he turns on the light of Shabbos. So someone, okay, so you turn on the light of Shabbos, big deal. Imagine if a person had to sacrifice a living being on his behalf. And I want to add to what Ramban says so you can understand it a little bit better. Today, you have to sacrifice a cow. So you go and buy a cow and you sacrifice it. In the old days, Nistama, what it was that a person would bring their cow. They had a relationship with it. A hospital. But the person has a dog. They're close to us, right? Frosty. You got to go take for us. You have to sacrifice on his behalf. This is a living being that you have a relationship with. And the Ramban says what you should be thinking is that it's your blood and body that should be, that deserves to be sacrificed because of what you did. But God is merciful and allows you to substitute this other living being. Let's read the bold lines again. The Ramban says, the royal Shishtoch Dogo Visari Gufo, Tule Chesed Avori Shalak Chumel Tur of the Kafar Akarban Azer. We should be interpreted. It's to help us understand the severity of sin that unfortunately we don't necessarily appreciate thinking about today, or we don't have korbanos to do at least that. The Chinuch takes a very similar approach. He quotes a very famous idea that the Lavavos are Kului and Atra Hakabulos. It is the most famous idea of the Chinuch that a lot of things we do are to influence ourselves and draw us in a direction. And he goes, it can't be that a person who sins cleanses himself through talk. Second line of the second paragraph. Shiyomer beino v'lakotel. Chatati la hosifot. The person goes to the wall and say, I sin, I won't do it again. Can't be that that will cleanse a person, that that will help a person take it seriously. Ah, the ballpark. Asotoma segadol avrachato. Kaka yichlo otav. To take from his own, his sheep. I think it's because Ramban talks about the resultant slaughter. The Chinuch is often with the whole process that you go through that begins with this living being that you have in order to teach. Now the problem with this approach of the Ramban and the Chinuch that explains very well korbanos that are brought as kapara for a sin. But as we know, there are many kapara that are brought as an, there are many korbanos that are brought as an adava. In fact, it seems that korbanos and adava are the better, higher, more ideal version. You see this in Parsha Bittu, this week's Parsha, where if you look, the korbanos that I mentioned first are the olam, mincha, and shlamim. The chatas and ashram are mentioned at the end of the Parsha. In fact, if you look carefully, the Torah has two dibur. It has first the dibur at the beginning of Eber, and then it starts again in Perek Dalet with the Chavos. It's a new dibur because the Karbanos of Chovo, sin, are mentioned separately. In fact, the Medrash Halacha, which divides the parshas in smaller units, calls it the first parsha of the Dibur of the Nidava, Aleph Pekimot, and then the Dibur of the Chovo. How do we explain sacrifice of a living being as a nidah. So here on page 4 there's a very important idea that we show the most here on Tzvi at length. And it could be the Ramban has this in mind as well. If you look back at the bottom of the Ramban on page 3, after he mentions his whole thing about sacrifice and etc., he says, Haldera ha'emes, yesh the karbanos sod ne'alam. He says there's an additional sod about the karbanos, so he gets into it. The Kabbalah, we'll talk about it on the Pasha chat that we showed him. We'll start with the Acharonim, even though, you know, what's so bad that we showed him, but in the Sibos Olam, the Slan Rebbe writes, Hakarbana, a carbon hu hashava. The carbon is Hashem is part. The word carbon literally means to draw close. A carbon is the way a person draws close. The Sforno talks about this darshan, a very important word, in the very beginning of the introduction of the Torah Kabbalas. Adam ki yakriv mikem. And the Sforno went on this very famous piece of the Baal Tanya. Yes, it shouldn't say Adam ki yakriv mikem. It should say Adam mikem ki yakriv. And the truth is, shouldn't even have to say the word mikem. So the Sforno says, when a person brings from himself, from his soul, when he comes before God, that he would varim the hachanao, al derech l'shalom mefarim svatenu, in essence, the Kabbalah is supposed to help us in how we relate to God. And the Baal Tanya, very famous in Rome, on the line, carbon is meant to help a person feel the need, the importance of drawing close through sacrifice. A person only appreciates something they're willing to sacrifice for. And sometimes you draw close through the process of sacrifice, both in the impact you have on the person you care about, on the thing you care about. You only know when someone really cares about you if they want to sacrifice for you. And number two, within yourself, it shows and reinforces the feelings that you have. Yeah, Barbadel, in the same word you can, speaks about this, and he says, when it says the Tumul of Nashem, it means she yakrivadas atmo ritsono bechefso of Nashem. Shakoma Avayo Bhafatso him the dov kobo. Last line there, Barbadel. Ki bezeh yitrase evet el Adonav yaseh nachat ruach lefanav. We're back to this term, nachat ruach in a few minutes. And I think you see this notion in a pasuk in the Torah that describes the first carbon brought by a Jew and really the model for carbons. If you look in the morning, when you wake up, after you say Birkas Hashachar, the first thing we talk about is the carbon of the Yehudah. Carbonus in the parking lot of the Dhamma. You're supposed to sit. Well, of course, in a lot of parts of Tzuk Zimra, which I'm afraid to say, because people might stop saying those parts of Tzuk Zimra, right? And that's why we finish the story that didn't say Lolo, Yadam, Yerushalayim, and say Sir Bagoli, because we learn from there what Yerushalayim is. And the story of that Kedo, as I've said many times, isn't just the willingness to sacrifice Yitzchak. It's the interest and the search for something else to sacrifice. When God told him he was done. Very famously, creation prayer for that does begin with look, but he's done, he looks for something. The two most important words. Tacha, you know. It's not tacha to know because the son is a sinner. It's tacha to know my son, I should be committing my son this way. I'm not going to actually kill myself, even though I'd be willing to. I show that interest and that commitment through some other object. There's something very interesting about Parshas Vayikra. I have to take a look at this. There's one carbon in Parshas Vayikra which is an idol, a ram, like and it says there, Be'er Kichah, you bring an animal that's your worth. I think it's not coincidental by the idol because that's really what the model was. So if we understand that a korban, and it would make sense by chet too, we're showing our commitment, which is the kapara for chet. A korban is a way of showing our commitment, our willingness to sacrifice, our interest in drawing closer. So you realize that the korban is a means, not an end. It's a means, not an end. And this is how Rashi explains in such an unbelievable way, there's a fiddish, what Reach Nifach means. Does it mean that God likes the smell of steak? When the Torah writes so many times, the Ekhtar Tatfah Ayalam Tbech Ha'olum Lashem, Reach Nifach Yishel Lashem. So the Rebbe wants you to know that if we were describing him, that would have been used. But, all due respect to our Lord, Rashi says, Reach Nichach, Nachat Ruach Lefanai, She'amarti, V'nasa B'zom. It's not just our willingness to do something, but it's our interest in doing what God directs us to do. And that's why the Pratim of the Korbanos are so many and so important. People were just pretty often saying people need to meet the sacrifice, but they can't almost learn a little bit and have a steak dinner. What are the details? Like to say the devil's in the details, but it's the Ahor Hashem is in the details. She'amarti, and as it's something very interesting about this Rashi is, this is not the first place in the Torah where Reach Nichach is used. The Rabbi already mentioned it. Where does it say Reach Nichach? Manoach. Why does Rashi not explain it that way there? The answer is because God didn't command Manoach. The first one is commanded to read the Torah, and it says nothing through off Rashi. Rashi explains this way up from the end of Sefer Shemot, the first time it's mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. Nachat ruach lefanai, she'amarti, v'naser etzom. I think this is how we can understand a very important Gemara in Menachos of Kufiyu, the version of the word l'etzomchem. It's said by Karbanos, l'etzomchem. So Gemara in Menachos writes, the end of the piece, the first one, at the very beginning, it talks about how it doesn't matter what you bring. In Ani, you can bring a korban which is much less physically, as I spoke about Shudash Shishit. The Iker is not whether you are Marvel or Man, but whether you are Machad and Nibol HaShemayim. Then it says, Kishbrochu doesn't need the korban. Kishbrochu didn't say Zivchu. Right? Lo Marti Atem Zivchu, Kedesh Atomer, Aser Ritzonu, V'yaser Ritzonu. Lo Ritzonu Atem Zofchen. Elo Ritzonchen Atem Zofchen. Shenemer Ritzonchen Zivchu. What does it mean? Rashi writes in line exactly what he said before. L'tzorech atzmechem, God doesn't need the korban. L'kayim mitzvotai shetehech haparo lachem. I don't have a need for korbanos. You have a need for korbanos. As a way of showing the interest in being a kayim, this is not the average question, but we need korbanos now, because we don't have other mitzvahs. It's the willingness to do a mitzvah that involves deep sacrifice. Sounds like something about faith as well. That's the kapar. Kapar is the willingness, not just the sacrifice, but the sacrifice the way God tells us. So before your question, we can go back now to the bottom of page 1 and top of page 2, the chicken that's so troubling, where the Nevi'im are saying, I didn't ask for Karbanos, I don't want Karbanos. All of the Nevi'im are basically saying, don't think that the way to serve God and make him happy is not your Karbanos. The way to serve God and make him happy is not your Karbanos. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, bring the carbon too, it's a beautiful thing. But if you're bringing carbonos and not doing what you're supposed to do, and even worse, you're bringing carbonos and you think that makes everything you're doing okay, that's terrible. And the best example that is Shmuel Al-Fair, that's what let's look inside. Second source in Obed, not the big one. Yom Shmuel, Hachetes Hashem Ba'alokus Lachim. Does God want your carbonos? Kishmoa Bekol Hashem. Does he want that as much as listening to what he said? He neshmoa Mizerach Tov Lachim Nechel Reilin. God said to you, kill Amalek. So you're better. You're not going to listen to what he said. Instead, you're going to do a mitzvah and also you're going to bring karbanos. What, are you crazy? Do what he asked you to do. If the karbanos are something you don't understand in that light, it's a subversion. And continuing, I'm going to finish up the idea.
So, if this was seemingly what Reach Nichach is coming to mean, then
what about Manoach?
Right. When the first time that because the first time we see a concept, that's not where we learn the concept from.
I'm converting it on you. I explained that Rashi doesn't give this explanation in praise of gracious because it wasn't commanded. It's happened to me.
So,
I think Rashi
and if anything, shouldn't it be by Avram? That would seem to be a
thing
as well.
I think the Rashi's explanation he would give is Reach Nichach means something else. It's similar. God is happy. He's happy with Noah for showing his interest in serving God, right? But here it takes on a new meaning. How does it take on a new meaning? Master or something. The same way we have mitzvot. That we had before, we don't do it today because of the fact that it was done then it was done for whatever reason, but now we have a tzibui which being refuses it. I think this can explain the very powerful Rambam in Mishnah, as everybody knows, Shimon Sadeh, Shlosh is part of all the Omei, of the Torah, the Avodah, the Avodah Sassana. Torah, we have this, but we're not talking about Avodah. We don't have Avodah, so what does it mean today? We're around our heads. Uvishmirat mitzvah HaTorah, came up from us. Really? How do you say this today? As soon as the carbon is a means to an end, and a way of showing commitment, by doing what God tells you, and even if there's a natural canon I urge to sacrifice, but now through tzivoy and fulfilling the tzivoy that way, that's the Rav Nechoach. So what's the difference between mitzvah and carbon? I think this is where Rabbi Yochanan had a very famous statement that we all know. Yochanan, when he would finish Sefer Iyov, he would say something really scary, an existential statement. Sof other lovers. The sof behima l'shita. Ouch! Parallel a man to an animal. Summary, b'hakol misayim omdim. In essence, do we end any differently than an animal? What's the difference? Ashrei mi shegadel b'torah v'yamado b'torah v'yamado b'torah v'yamado b'torah v'yamado b'torah v'yamado b'torah v'yamado b'torah. Look back at Rashi. The reach nichach is the nachat ruach she'amarti v'yasar itzom. Anytime a person does a mitzvah with this intention, it's the same nachas ruach as the karma, even though there's mistakes now. But the stakes are the same. The nachat ruach is the same. The advantage of learning Torah and growing in Torah is that it can be done anytime. Anytime over the next week. You're not in the old city, that you should actually sit down to learn, and you grow through learning, you're also nachas ruach. And that's really how Rashi helps. And I think Rashi saw it from Yochanan. Yochanan didn't love Rashi, right? Yochanan understood it. The concept of nothing wrong, but Rashi then expands beyond it. And you know, this existential statement of Yochanan is if you want your life to be more than that of an animal, it happens by living up to the expectations and mission that your Creator had in mind for you. Nachat ruach liyotzro. When you serve the factory function intended, so you're really accomplishing what you're meant to do. That's, of course, what we say about the finisher, the run, the chodo, the creation defines our purpose. So when you fulfill that purpose, you're living up to the basic identity of what you're supposed to be. What you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to have. So this is a very important idea. And obviously, we don't think about some of the specifics, but it's important to see the ones in the bigger picture. What are your real opinions? And that's why Kabbalah is still a major part of our ethos. Growing close through sacrifice and sacrificing how and the way God wants you to. Very, very important thing, especially in a world where people not only like to think independently, but think they are realizing their identity when they think independently. And should we are all independent? We are all independent. And the sea is the key of the sea. So it's very exciting to be able to be here. And I think what it means, should mean for all of us, is when we learn in the yeshiva, come. Year, two, three, four, five, whatever. And then you leave. And the question is the yeshiva anything more than just you and the time you were there? And that's the one thing that this night, yeshiva both of us have a beautiful history, and history that's continuing into the future. And the second point is Baruch Hashem and then yeshiva will be around, will be around 50 years. There's something special about where we are, and not just where we are, but the fact that our history is not just parallel, but part and parcel of the reunification and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Your Torah and your growth and part of that process is a special thing. This isn't just a celebration of 50 years of the place people have been learning. It's a celebration of 50 years of the place we've been returning to. And where we're helping the Shem return, Asi Yivaneva, that it says in the flyer, is the place that are in Kodesh. We should be very excited about the bigger picture, very proud to be able to be part of that bigger picture, to be a brick in that wall. Hopefully it will inspire us to be a better brick, a stronger brick. And it's Hashem to continue our personal growth and helping clients to work through that process. We're all going to stay for one more minute so that we get in trouble for not allowing them to paint a picture. I can sympathize with people whose job it is to have to take pictures. Nobody else is helping them. You know, by themselves, you can mock from it. I don't get a big camera like that. Just get like a session. So, yeah, I want to talk about that.
Nazareth.